Fresh veggie day, huh?
Yep.
Feel like going to the farmer's market?
Is this inspiring you to do anything?
Let's see. What do I have in the house? It's fresh veggies. I have salad fixings.
Okay.
So I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any fudge in the house.
No?
No.
Gator, if you had to eat a vegetable, a fresh vegetable that you cannot cook in any way, what vegetable
just
would it
be? Just
eat
it raw?
Yep.
This is easy.
Well, I didn't ask you, Doug. I knew it would be easy. It's like you're salivating right now that I mentioned that question. Maybe we should go with Doug first.
Well, I'm torn between the two that come to mind are carrots or like cherry tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
I like cherry tomatoes. Or celery. I'll go with
no dipping or anything. You just eat.
Yeah, no dipping, right. Just straight up. Yep. Okay, that helps me. I'll go.
We could dip anything in ranch, make it say it's okay.
You know what? I'm gonna surprise you here. Anybody have yellow pepper on their scorecard?
I wouldn't have expected that from you. No. So yeah, it's a good choice. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
It's hard to narrow it down.
Have at it, Doug.
Cucumber. I love cucumber slices. Just slice up cucumber and eat them. Little discs.
That. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's actually a decent call, Doug.
I've got a cucumber in the refrigerator right now. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
There you go. Kang, what about you?
I like a cucumber.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Yep.
My daughter likes tomatoes as well, Gator. She'll eat the cherry tomatoes, whether or the big beefsteak tomatoes. Doesn't matter. Eat like an apple.
So as far as
salt on there, even better.
Is there any kind of flavored fudge? It's also a National Fudge Day. Like any, your peanut butter or anything along those lines that you like?
I mean, most fudge tastes pretty good. Every time I hear fudge, I think of Mackinac Island,
yep.
Right? The fudge up there. But I'm plain simple guy. Chocolate works. Here's a maple. It's always good too.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Maple flavor's good. I'm damn near everything.
Yeah, I think it's like once a year or once every couple of years I'll have some. Either something is brought in or somebody has something at the house or whatever. But I think I bought a block of fudge at like an auto show or something like that or some kind of convention. It always seems that at the old Kobo, they used to always, there's always great. Something there to, hey,
it's the auto show. Time to get my fudge.
Here's fudge, yeah. Or the golf show. Yeah. The golf show in Novi and they've got, there's a come get your fudge. I don't know. Fudge is good. I don't love that as much. Here's the truth. My mom used to make some, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
It was like in this old, she put it in a tin foil, like a pie tin. She would make it in that.
Yeah.
And it was really thin, maybe 3/4 inch thick, and it was so delicious.
Well, celebrate how you choose, National Fudge Day and National Fresh Veggie Day.
Well, maybe Breida's going to make some fudge.
248-539-9797. Mike is next on 97.1. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
Sorry to hijack the sports conversation after fudge talk, but
you're fine.
I did want to make a point about what I view to be the importance of the men's USA team's win over Paraguay.
All right.
Not because it's the best win they've ever had, right? Historically, they've had more important wins. They've had more important moments. They've had a lot of down moments, too. But this ultimately wasn't just another group stage win. This was more important because of the audience that was watching it. The game averaged about 16 million people throughout the course of the game. And I want to say the NBA Finals was averaging about 19.6 million. So on the whole, that's not a whole lot much of a difference. But it's a lot of the younger kids that were watching it, right? The significance isn't that we beat them 4-1. It's that millions of American kids saw the U.S. look dominant, aggressive, and capable of potentially winning a World Cup on U.S. soil. I don't think that can be underestimated. Now, it will matter how they follow up. It'll matter how they play Australia. It'll matter if they win the group stage. But this is very much potentially a foundational layer for future generations to actually care about soccer.
A couple of things. To be fair, we've heard that for a long time about we play growing up, and maybe it will. Maybe it'll take a team making a deep run. Mike, this team wasn't supposed to be this good, was it?
They were and they weren't. I think a lot of the pundits said they had the potential to do so. They just didn't believe they could. And it turns out they showed up, at least in the first half, when they were supposed to. The second half, I was admittedly a little bit worried that they had the potential to blow things, but they didn't. They held on. They did what they needed to do. And again, I don't think history will remember or care that they won 4-0 against Paraguay. What they'll care about is that the first impression for my kids was, holy crap, this team is good.
Yeah.
Now they have to follow up, right? They have to do well. They have to have a decent run in order for it to stick. But if all that happens, that will be the turning point in history as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, you're right. If they capitalize on it, if they go on a long run, if they capture people's imagination and are entertaining, like there's...
They're going to make it to the next round.
Yeah, I mean, they should. They should win this group. The question is, can they get past, can they win a few games when we get to, you know, bracket play?
Are we really going a week between games? Like, is this just this first week, or is it like they start picking up?
I think that's usually the case, and it's 6 days.
Well, how long is this tournament?
Do they play Friday or Saturday?
I thought it was Friday.
Maybe it is a full week. Tournament's 5 weeks long, so you can't go a week between games when you get into the brackets. But yeah, it's gonna be a minute before this thing's done. Trying to figure out when we play. We play Turkey on the following Thursday, so there'll be 6 days between that. So, anyway, look.
Do you think that's a problem? Is that a miss?
What do you mean?
With interest,
that they should be playing more, more frequently. There's a lot of games. The problem is that they've expanded the field, and so now there's more teams, there's more games that need to get played, and so they
expand the field, and Italy still can't get it.
Take it up with Mike. I did ask Mike, and Mike had a reason. Like, Mike was absolutely out of reason why Italy's not in it and what's wrong with Italian soccer. It is hard to believe. I mean, given how little we know about soccer collectively and certainly international soccer, Italy not being in a World Cup again, because they've missed a couple times in a row here.
Right?
Yeah. All right. 248-539-9797. By the way, one of the guys that we have coveted and talked about, according to Taron Armstead, the former Saint, who has his own show, he says that Cam Jordan, the edge rusher, who is a free agent and spent his entire career with New Orleans, Taron Armstead is saying that he is back talking with the Saints. Boo.
I don't want that.
No. I don't know why he won. I guess that's where he's played his whole career.
That's who perhaps he's talking to now. Does that stop other teams from reaching out and picking up the phone? Maybe not. Maybe he wants to retire.
I just think he'd be the perfect Lion.
I think he would, too. I think it would have been a perfect addition last year at the trade deadline.
Yep. But we'll see what develops there. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.